We are doing a meditation exercise to remove the storms or challenges in our lives. So start with drawing a circle around you. It's a light of protection. You are in a bubble of white light, the protective light of your Creator. Ask for healing. Ask for growth in consciousness. So see yourself inside a pyramid around the circle. We are using sacred geometry in meditation to commune our intentions, our one-pointed intentions. And now as I chant, I want you to ask for full focus symbolically on the I. Horus used the I for healing. The pupil is the focus. The iris all around is the storm, the challenges, the ill health, the difficult relationships. You want to evaporate the storm, which is only part of your human life, because at the core you are Atma or you are divine. You are no different to the core. You are no different from divinity. You are a cell in the body of the divine. So as I chant the Om sound, with each breath I want you to focus on the pupil. Think no thoughts, but the thought of your Creator. Completely surrender your body. Completely let go every stress, every tension. Just focus on divinity, one-pointedly. You will reach a point when you go into nothingness. Initially, near the iris, the outside of the pupil, thoughts might float. Thoughts about human challenges might crop up. But with each breath and each chant and each focus, you will melt them away vibrationally. You will go back to the blueprint of divine creation, the perfect state. It is said, divinity created and manifested the world, the material world, with a circle. The cell is a circle. It divided into many more cells. Think about planets being circles. The circle became spiraling down to create the energy of movement. So you are going to one-pointedly let go the thoughts, let go the body, move from many thoughts about your problems into one thought about your Creator, and then go into nothingness. Some people call the pupil the dark hole, where everything dark is absorbed. Let us begin. Oh. Take a deep breath and refocus. Every time you have difficult thoughts, go back to the Creator, the eye of the storm, where there is only peace, harmony, and unconditional love. Om. 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 Move into silence. Go into deep gratitude as you remind yourself, I am divine and everything and everyone's divine. My challenges are there only for my learning. I am divinity having a human experience. Divinity makes the impossible possible. I just need to surrender completely, focusing on the only one unconditional love, healing energy that can melt and evaporate all darkness. I believe and trust completely. Divine will manifest. Divinity wants happiness for all his children, all the cells in his body. He temporarily separated himself from himself to expand that loving experience to bring heaven on earth. I allow myself to be fully, completely surrendered to divine energy and vibration. I know that guidance and wisdom comes when I'm in the flow, not in the go, trying to control situations that are beyond my control. Hence, I surrender in deep gratitude and silence into the nothingness. The void that all spiritual masters talk about before creation happened. Shanti, shanti, shanti.